Good morning. We're continuing Chayorim, Klal Chaf Dalet, and looking at Simen Chaf Vav. So now we finish all the 19 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. We're going on to what do we say afterwards? Lachar Shesayim Hamavarech Hazamo Yisro Bashalom. Lachar Shiyam Betekef Yilirotzen. Ki Pasuk Zeh Shayach LiYudches. So we heard to Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei. That when he says Yudches, he means the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says that you should say that Yudrotzen at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. It's more brachas because David HaMelech said this pasuk Yudrotzen Mifi Vegyon Abi Zefanecha Hashem Tzvi Gali at the end of 18 brachas. Now we actually find it at the end of 19 kapitach of Tilim. I'm sorry, he said it at the end of the end of 18 kapitach of Tilim. Now we actually find it at the end of Kapitel Yotes. So the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says that the first two Kapitels of Tilim really function as one Kapitel. So the first Kapitel is Ashrei Ho'ish, and the second Kapitel is Lama Rosh Goyim. Function as one Kapitel. So after the end of 18 Kapitels of Tilim, David said, so at the end of the 18 brachas that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, we say the pasuk of Yidur Rotsin Imrefi Vegyon Nibidu Fanach Hashem Tzvi Begoali. The Rosh should accept that which I've said, that both what I've said and what I've thought. The Rosh should accept that the Rotsin Hashem, which is Tzvi Begoali. So the question is, we add in Tachanunim at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So should you say the pasuk Yidur Rotzen before the Tachanunim or after the Tachanunim? So the Chayyarim says a person should say it before the Tachanunim, immediately after the brachas. That which we add in this paragraph of Elokai Nitzor is not Meikir Adin. It's clear in the Shulchan Aruch that there was a person has an option of saying it or not saying it, and it's become a meaning to say it, but in a case where there'd be an opportunity of a mitzvah of eris, if I skip it, I would be able to chaperine a mitzvah of eris, so I'm allowed to actually skip it. Where does it come from? It's again a Gemara Brachos. The Gemara says that different Amoroyim at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei would add in special bakashas that they used to say, and this was actually the Tefillah of Rav. The paragraph of Elokai Nitzor is the Tefillah that Rav, the Amora Rav, would say at the end of his Shemoneh Esrei. We've undertaken that. There's actually some people, the Chazam Sefer said, the Gemara actually brings 12 different Amoroyim's Tefillahs that they said, and the Chazam Sefer would say all of them, and he encouraged the people who were madras were going to be publishing, printing Sidurim to include all of them, so people could take advantage of the different bakashas that the Meroyim added. So like we mentioned before, that it is appropriate to add bakashas at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Chayyarim said even in your own language, and even not in Lashon HaKadosh, of each person's needs. So these were the tefillahs that Rav felt were important to him. And he said that the reason, the question why we have undertaken specifically the tefillahs of Rav as opposed to the other Amoroyim, there's different explanations. But this is now an addition to Shemoneh Esrei. So if it's an addition to Shemoneh Esrei, the correct place to say Yidur Rotzen is before you add the addition. Now, the Vilna Gaon actually says that you say Yidur Rotzen only at the end of the paragraph, not beforehand. Because once you say Yidur Rotzen, it's considered as if you finished your tefillah. Whatever I've said should be the rotzen. So that acts as some level of siluk of a person stopping to daven. So if you want to add in the tachanunim, they should be part of the tefillah as opposed to after the tefillah is completed. So you should only say the rotzen at the end of the paragraph. The Mishnah Berurah does follow the approach of the Chayyarim, not like the Gra. It says that it is appropriate to say it beforehand. And he says that you should say it beforehand for a different reason, which we'll see as we go along. Okay, so the Chayyarim says you should say Yidur Rotzen, Rachach, Zeh Yomer Elokai Nitzor, V'chol Ma'asher Rotzen Lihispadel. you say Elokai Netzor, and whatever you wish to add in, like you said, encouraged us before to add in person's personal request, etc. We ask to learn the Yilaratzen, and you then repeat Yilaratzen a second time. That one being the act of Siluk. So the first one is based on the suggestion of the Gemara to say Yilaratzen Sinish Ben Esri is over. And then, after you add your bakashas, you are going to say, okay, now the brush of my feet, clear my bakashas, yilaratzen my feet, it should be that that which I've asked and I've thought about should be accepted, the ratzen to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. The last line over here, we deserves to have more of a conversation, so we will leave that for the next year. Have a good day.